Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Richard Nunn from the WB going to be here later. Let's see, Rick. Rick. So Christina's going to live in a trailer. Did they get tornadoes in Bend? Didn't she also say she might get some radio job out there? I say good for her if she does. Because when she gets a radio job in Bend, she will realize what she's left behind in Portland. She will learn the error of her ways. Completely with you on that. Fight off the urge to begin speaking to her in a southern drawl. Oh, by the way, the letter continues, I may have recruited another listener to KOTK. A bus driver I ride with in the morning is a talk radio junkie like myself. I told him about your station. He's going to listen in his midday break when he goes home. Blah, blah, blah. Because talk... Oh, this is from Winnipeg. Okay, I'm all confused now. Because talk radio in Winnipeg is so sucky. There are not a lot of talk radio junkies here, but I'm doing my best to spread the good stuff. Keep it up. Have a great day. And I love the Tim Riley Factor song, Nick. P.S. F. Matt with a trailer park full of double wides.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
No, it's entirely the wrong one. Hold on. F. Matt with a trailer park full of double wides.
This F. Matt is sponsored by Vancouver Pipe and Tobacco.
That's just my fault.
Wow. Are there trailer parks in Canada?
Apparently so. Apparently there are. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Okay, so coming up later on this hour, Tim Riley's top five musical artists of all time. Jolie from the front desk will be in here for another edition of How Chicks Think. Later on, Richard Nunn from the WB is going to be here. And in a few minutes, we'll have the Christina Sarah face-off with another edition of Name That Tune. This, however, is Tim Riley. He's right there in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Riley.
And I can't find the sponsor sheet.
Now, Mark, one moment, please. Please speak amongst yourselves here, because...
So, there's two nuns and a rabbi.
And they walk into a bar.
Okay.
The rabbi's carrying a duck.
And a poodle under his arm.
And what happened?
The bartender says, so I suppose you won't be needing a drink. And the woman...
Oh, you're done. Okay.
I found it. It was buried in some garbage in the corner. Anyway, this news is brought to you by AT&T Broadband. Yes, it's fun and informative. It's computer time. Saturday mornings, 8 till 10, brought to you by AT&T Broadband Internet, giving you the time to simplify your life. Let's all go out to the coast and see some destruction. Strong winds are expected to batter the Oregon coast today. Winds up to 60 miles an hour, blowing in coastal towns with gusts up to 80 miles per hour. The National Weather Service says strong southerly winds are developing, and they're going to be there for a while. So if you want to drive out there and you got a lightly loaded truck, put some stuff in the back. Otherwise, you'll be food for the fishes.
Do you ever? It's a total Northwest tradition too. And I don't know if you do this back east, but a Northwest tradition where you see those guys like every October, November, lining up at the lumber yard, and they're buying big sand bags of concrete dust or big bags of gravel. Just toss them in the back of the truck. Toss them right in the back of that Chevy Love or whatever, like whatever kind of pussy pickup truck you happen to be driving. As my dad did that every year.
Yeah, so you get, you know, two big ladies from Washington County and put them both in the back and you'll be okay.
Pick up some chicks from Milwaukee.
Sure.
Hey, you broads want to ride in the back of my truck?
Yeah.
Toss like a ham hock back there.
So hopefully we'll have all kinds of problems over there to report to you later.
Okay.
A suspected drunken driver speeds away from a hit-and-run crash in Forest Grove, then causes a four-car pileup on the TV highway. The crash injures three people and, kills a dog. I hate that. Police arrested Manuel Garcia Garfias of Hillsboro for drunken driving, assault, and animal abuse in the first degree. He sped away from the scene at about 10 last night, but they caught him. One of the few doctors in the nation specializes in sex change operations, and he's opening up a brand-new office in Arizona. He's a Portland resident. He's Portland plastic surgeon Dr. Toby Metzer. He's one of 20 doctors in the country to specialize in sex change operations. Word of his opening in Scottsdale comes from the Happy Benjamin International Gender Association. The group is a professional organization devoted to issues involving transsexuals.
Seriously, is there any worse existence than just living every day wishing you were the other? Just looking at it, I wish I had a penis here. That's got to be the worst of all existences. It's just got to be the worst.
The guy who fired me from his last job was. It was
what?
A he.
Oh, was the woman trapped in the man? Had he had the operation?
Yeah, now he's J with an E at the end.
Can I tell you this? This is weird that you would say that. Does anybody else know anybody who's had the sex change operation?
Just me.
Personally? No, because I do too. There was a guy I went to school with named, I won't give his last name, but a guy named Steve. And this guy, Steve, and I haven't seen him since then, by the way. But there's this little record, cut to the chase, there's this little record store in Kennewick that it has a lot of old vinyl that opened up a few years ago that I go to whenever I'm back in Kennewick for Christmas or whatever. Anyway, and so my friend Steve used to shop there as well, and we both know the owner of the record store. Anyway, long story short, a couple years ago, I'm back in Kennewick for Christmas. I'm going to this place. It's called R&P Records. It's in downtown Kennewick. And I'm talking to the guy, and the guy's like, hey, he's one of those old guys who always, like, his memory of you is always stuck at whatever the last time he really saw you was. So, how's that radio career going? You know, because he still thinks I'm like 14 and just starting out, a young buck in the business. And I'm like, oh, it's going well. And he goes, hey, do you remember Steve so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah, he got one of them sex change-ups, you know, and I guess his name is like Raquel or something now, but I haven't seen him. But it's so bizarre. And you look back and like, there was always something a little strange about Steve. Like, he had the mullet. But if such a thing is possible, it was sort of this prissy, effeminate mullet, which I know doesn't really seem like a thing that your brain can conjure it up, but when you look back, it all makes sense. That he took extra special care of his mullet. He probably powdered it like it was one of those colonial wigs, you know what I mean? It was just strange. But now he's not Steve. Now he's,
Stevie?
He's Stevie or Raquel or Trixie or something. You know when he's on air, you know what his radio name was? His name was Psycho Steve, but it was Psycho, C-Y-C-O, because he was edgy and listen to so many Suicidal Tendencies records. All right. I forget what we're talking about. Oh, but talking about the coast, where all things are destructed or destroyed, and there's all kinds of...
I thought you forgot what we were talking about. How'd you remember the
Can
coast?
Can I tell you this? Somebody told me two things. A, that in Lincoln City, up until a few weeks ago, there was a Sambo's restaurant. Is that true? Is it true that up until recently...
But what happened to it?
There was because it burnt down, apparently.
Oh, no.
So three thoughts here. A, that there was a Sambo's restaurant up until very recently in Lincoln City, apparently, which I didn't even think they had those in Oregon anymore. I mean, even by Oregon standards, I thought that would have been gone a long time ago. Because there was one of those in Kennewick when I was growing up, but they got rid of it when I was about 13 or 14. So B, the Sambo's restaurant in Lincoln City apparently burned down. And C, somebody told me that they're already rebuilding it. I don't know if that's true. So maybe this isn't real. Maybe I've got my stories crossed here somewhere. Maybe the wires have been all mixed up on this. But somebody told me they're already rebuilding the Sambo's restaurant because they just can't wait to have that local texture back.
They miss the Trent Lott burgers.
Yeah. So all right.
Now, what else we have to tell you about? Ashante guest stars in the All New American Dreams as legendary singer Dionne Warwick. She talks about being transformed into Dionne.
The makeup artist and the hairstylist definitely had a great time making me up into a completely different person and, you know, just dressing like back in the 60s with the shoes and the sequins. It was all fun.
Now, she talks about her respect for musicians old and new.
I definitely respect, you know, all musicians coming way back from the 40s, 50s, 40s, 60s, 70s, and all the way through. So everyone gets respect from Ashante.
Everything but the 80s and the 90s, you notice.
And everything except for talking about yourself in the third person. That gets no respect from anyone. Jesus. It was my dream to grow up and make bland, uninteresting music that's interchangeable with everything else on contemporary hit radio. And I feel that I've achieved that dream with aplomb. Or with...
But she's so happy.
Yeah, and... okay, whatever.
Well, rain increasing today, and the coast will be chopped out from the rest of the state and dragged into the ocean. High temperatures in the 50s. Tonight, rain early and maybe a thunderstorm to scare everyone to death.
That's what they get for having a Sambo's.
That's right. And rain increasing tomorrow, and then rainy but even breezier on Saturday. So bring that lawn furniture so it doesn't blow all over the place. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, 1-800-727-5955. I mean, have we gotten an answer on that yet? Do we know if it's true?
There was a Sambo's in Lincoln City.
All right.
Many people have called it as being rebuilt.
Yeah, it is being rebuilt, but the original was actually out of Santa Barbara.
Well, I know.
And it's still standing.
Well, I mean, I know the original was it, but I'm talking about the one that was in Lincoln City, because it was a chain, which is just... I mean, it's just unfathomable now to imagine that was ever considered acceptable, that you could have a Sambo's restaurant. And for those, for the kids, I mean, Christina, you undoubtedly have never been to a Sambo's.
No, I really haven't.
And Sarah probably neither. And I'm not saying that because it's not the old young thing. It's just that by the time
there was not one in my area.
No, because people had gotten their crap together by that, and they'd realize you just don't do that. Sambo's, I'm not going to dwell on this because it's just... That's just unpleasant. I mean, do you have those back east?
No, we don't even have black people back east. New Hampshire's all white.
Which is funny because you guys were... It's funny that you don't have any black folks back east because the folks back east were the ones who, you know, You guys set the standard for bringing black folks here, usually against their will. But it's funny that you don't.
I wasn't here then, and neither was my family. We were busy being killed by Nazis.
All right,
and communists.
Well, this show's taken an unpleasant turn. Well, moving on, let's not talk about Sambos. I was just going to say, for the edification of Christina and Sarah, Sambos was a restaurant. And it's funny that the first thing out of my mouth was going to be kind of like a Denny's, and I guess kind of like a Denny's in more ways than one. Because the mascot, it's just so horrible, the mascot of Sambos was the literary character, I don't even like to say it, his name was Little Black Sambo. It was just awful. And you go into the restaurant, and there were at least the Sambos in Kennewick, there were these pictures all around the perimeter of the ceiling of like this little, just hideously stereotypical tribal black child with a spear and, you know, like the bone through the nose. It was just awful. It was just, and it's one of those things that growing up in Kennewick, of course, growing up in the painting as like a kid, I didn't realize it was awful. But you look back now and you're like, what were they possibly thinking? And what could they possibly be thinking rebuilding it in Lincoln City, where apparently, according now to what we've been told, it's known as Lil, L-I-L apostrophe, it's known as Lil Sambos in Lincoln City. That's just horrific on every possible level.
Jesus.
All right, well, what are you going to do? All right, it's 50 Oregon. So green, yet so white. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Okay, coming up later on, we got the Tim Riley's Top 5 Musical Acts of All Time. Are we ready, Sarah? Are we ready to roll with the name of that tune? All right.
Yeah, just one second. Hang on.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just sit and talk about the weather for a few moments.
I'm ready.
Oh, it should be noted, by the way, we're coming up on 2 o'clock. Your Ashmead.
Yes.
You're going to get your massage today,
yes.
Christina Carlson.
And I'm very excited about this.
As payback for the years of penance working on the show, for all the pain and suffering and emotional torment you have suffered at the hands of everybody on this show.
I'm kind of interested to know if my stress has gone out, like since Sarah's been
leaving.
Well, since Sarah's kind of been taken over this week and she's doing a really good job, I wonder if I have less kind of stress in my shoulders than before.
You're gonna get your rub on later today. All right.
Right in front of you.
All right. Do we even have time to do this?
We've got time if we go.
We better push it. I don't even know that we're gonna have time to do it here. We better go ahead. Let's get this. Ken, you're a first time caller. You're in Portland.
Yes.
What's up with you? What do you got, man?
This is Ken. I was just letting you get a little information about the Sambos there.
Right.
It's actually burnt down like 3 or 4 times. They keep building it.
What? How strange. What a coincidence.
It was burnt down when I was there last summer.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a different burning or someone's got a vendetta against
it. Go figure there. All right. It's Ken in Portland. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. Okay, we got this. Rick, I was there last weekend, has a sign out front while rebuilding, says, "We'll be back." Great. They can build a John Birch Lodge. We're out there, too. All right. Okay, so coming up in just a short while, we got Tim Riley's Top 5 Musical Acts of All Time. We got How Chicks Think with Jolie at the front desk. Later on, we will have Name That Tune with Sarah and Christina. Also, Richard Nunn from the WB is going to be here as well. Don't go anywhere. It's a Rick Emerson Show. It's Odd Doc, Benedict K. It's a Ghetto Voice. We'll be back.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I mean, one that you don't really know. Riding around town in a drop-top Benz, sitting switches in my black 6-4.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. You're spared for the moment, Sarah Dillon, but Name That Tune will come, and that
I know. I can't believe you didn't even give us warning about this.
Well, if I warn you, then you got time to go bone up on your cultural knowledge.
Well, I heard Matt even saying that he didn't know a couple of them.
No, there's only one of them Matt was unclear on.
And I knew it
and
when
Matt
I heard it
all the time.
But
it's allowed.
What happened?
Nothing. Here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Did you see this thing that Stephen Friedman is going to be replacing Larry Lindsey as Bush's economic advisor? But the CNN Chiron is great because the little headline always just says, Friedman to be new financial advisor, and I always just think Kinky Friedman. Every time I see the headline, I'm like, yeah, baby, Kinky Friedman, he's in there.
Yeah, Kinky Friedman, no.
Kinky Friedman has spent the night in the White House since Bush went in office. I saw a list the other day.
More than once.
All the people who've stayed in the Lincoln bedroom since Bush went in office, and it's like blah, 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 Tom Hanks. Kinky Friedman. It's like, what the hell? Who... I mean, no disrespect, Kinky Friedman and all, but somebody's got some poor advisors working for him somewhere there. All right, what the hell are we doing here? Okay, we're going to get the... Oh, so coming up in about 35 minutes or so, you won't get to do it yourself, but it's sort of a vicarious thrill. You'll get to hear Christina getting the massage from Ash Mead. I'm always saying that by mistake. What do you think? You think massage, you think kneading. You know what I mean? And maybe you don't think ass, but... Moving on, John, you're a full-time listener in Portland. What's up with you?
Hey, Rick.
What do you got?
I grew up in South Florida, and they used to have a Sambo's there. And it's much like a Denny's or a Sherry's or something, at least the restaurant style.
Yeah.
But isn't it based, I think part of my memory is like, isn't it based on a Rudyard Kipling story?
Here's the thing about the story, is that Sambo, and I believe it's Kipling, but I'm not going to swear to it right now, but the weird thing about the story, as I think people have pointed out, is that in the story, and this is true, it's just horrible that this restaurant even exists, we have to keep talking about it, but the story is about a child named Sambo.
Sambo, who goes out.
And there's a tiger that begins chasing him, and the tiger chases him around and around in a circle until the tiger is churned into butter.
Butter, and that's like the pancake tie-in.
And it's kind of a fanciful story. But as people have pointed out, the weird thing is, tigers, of course, I don't believe there are tigers in Africa. Tigers, of course, from India, which means... that Sambo would not be black, I think, in the story, except somehow in Whitey's world, everything is about, you know, white-black hatred in this country. So that story, when they're looking for a demeaning image to you, suddenly it has to be a black kid. It's just horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm with you. There's John, but it's just weird. So, and as we found out, Sarah probably has no recollection of that restaurant existing.
I don't even remember even hearing of it.
Yeah. I mean, I was stunned when somebody told me there was still one in Lincoln City. It's just incredibly weird. I mean, even by Oregon standards, you think it's somebody would say, hey, maybe it's not such a good idea to... let's see, in Beaverton, Mindy's a first-time caller.
Yes.
You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, I just wanted to tell you that you think Sambo's is bad. There was a restaurant in the 50s called the Coon Chicken Inn.
And it was here, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
It was
a big face that you would walk in through the mouth of the face.
Actually, if you see two movies, the Spike Lee film Bamboozled uses the image from that restaurant, the big face with the mouth. That is part of the stage decoration for the minstrel show in the Spike Lee movie Bamboozled. If you want to see what it looks like, rent that movie. Also, if you see the movie Ghost World with Steve Buscemi and Thora Birch, as a project for her art class, she talks about certain restaurants that used to have these horrific racist images and have sort of cleaned up their act over the years. And one of them is that restaurant. And Clyde noted that did actually, I don't know if it started here, but it was big here. That's Mindy in Beaverton. All right. 1-800-727-5955. So don't go there. Just don't. And they open back up ill-advisedly. Just stay away. All right. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show now joining us in studio. The swank and successful Trey from sales, resident sales guy here. What's up with you, G?
It's Ash Mead.
I know.
It's one of our advertisers.
No, they're a fine
advertisers.
They're a fine place.
Spend money.
They're a fine
then
place.
We take the money in, and then we pay the money out.
Their business is kneading, with a K. That's what they do. They need.
A-S-H.
Right. Ash Mead.
Right.
It's a fine place.
You know, actually,
they're going to be here giving Christina a massage later. You can come watch.
Excellent. I think I'm actually going to have to go sell something.
Oh, okay.
You know, I sort of felt bad the other day when, you know, Tim kind of got the car and you were kind of whining and being a little bit of a baby that, you know, you never get anything.
Yeah. Okay, that's such a blatant misstatement that I never get anything. That's fiction.
Well, you're familiar with budget computers, a little computer time, Saturday morning, 8 to 10.
Tim Lamerson, Rick Lamerson. It's like a rhyming sort of a thing.
Tim Anderson.
Rick Lamerson.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I have for you a laptop.
Excellent.
For you.
Wait, this isn't your laptop. This isn't me getting on top of your lap, is it?
It's one of the laptops that Budget Computers fixes up, and they are just rocket ships. They're great laptops.
Excellent.
All right.
So
excellent. And when's Doom 3 coming to see? Because I was saying this the other day, baby, that Doom 3 is not going to... I got that computer...
Like Quake and Doom 3, you get all kinds of cool games
I
on that.
I got that computer from 1996 that was really top of the line then. Like 3 hours later, wouldn't play anything. Like 3 hours later, so obsolete. The laptop, baby. Because that means I'll never need to leave the house again.
You can take a portable. You know, you can probably bring it in here, get a network card, set it up on the network, use a T1 to download stuff.
Yeah.
Do a lot of audio processing on it, too.
Yes.
It's not actually for you. It's for you to give away to one of your listeners.
What's a mean thing? Why would you even possibly come in and do that to me?
When was the last thing you had anything of value to really give away? This is something great for your listeners, something that you can do for your listeners. This is great. This is great news. It's great for everybody. Except you.
Well, so much for
me, which is always the right
idea.
You know, it's
who knew about this? Show of hands right now.
Everyone.
Oh, okay, I hate to have played into your fantasy
you guys
for a
are
second.
Such dicks.
Yeah.
Well, screw you guys. I'm going home.
It's about the listener for a change.
What about the listener? I create 3 hours a day for the listener.
And you're surrounded by high-quality computer equipment. You don't need a laptop right now.
Your listeners are going to get hooked up with, like, a really nice laptop.
Exactly. A nice Christmas gift. Now, heaven forbid you get something
God,
free and
you
give it away.
There's no limit to my hatred of you guys. Why do you do this to me? You take a perverse...
I won't. I won't have to. I'll just forget about it.
No, because now I'm going to look like a big a-hole if I don't give it away on the air.
Exactly.
You could have talked to me off the... Here's what you could have done. Here's the right way and the wrong way to deal with people there, Irwin Pollack. You could have come in. You could have said...
Who inside?
You could have... Oh, let me revise. There's a right way and a wrong way to do things, Tony Robbins. You could have said, hey, Rick, come to my office. Got this thing, this laptop. See, look at this. Sean Portland wants the laptop. Yeah, thanks, Sean. Yeah, I know what you want.
Way to go,
what
machine.
You want right
way to
here.
Set him up.
You could have talked to me in the office. Yeah, I got this laptop for you to give away. But no. No, you have to come in here, dangle the images of Doom 3 in front of me. Probably got a graphics accelerator card and everything.
It'll be fine. There'll be other opportunities down the road, I'm sure.
What are these opportunities to give you a lap dance? Is that next? Is that the next thing in this peculiar train of thought that you've seen?
I'll keep my eyes and ears open.
Hey, Tim, doesn't your new navigator show up tomorrow?
I think it does.
I think that's what you're getting tomorrow.
Perhaps so.
Do I even need to be here for this? No. Can I just leave?
Sure. That's fine.
Get out.
Hey, Matt, you got anything you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, I do. Time for the top five.
Ream on Matt.
Three.
All right.
Two. One. Fire.
You guys are dicks.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous.
What, man? He's hooking me up with a nice laptop for the listeners.
Just don't.
Happiness.
You bunch of bastards.
Ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
Bunch of ravenous weasels. I don't even want to introduce the top five. Christina, introduce the top five.
And now we have the top five with Tim Riley.
Thank you. As we continue to examine the musical tastes of the Rick Emerson Show cast and crew, we arrive at this reporter's selection of musical greatness. These are the top five musical acts of all time chosen by yours truly. Number five, the Ramones.
Yeah, baby. Listen to this song. This is such a great song. This I Want to Be Your Boyfriend.
Hey, little girl, I want to be your boyfriend.
And even by Ramones standards, I mean, it's still raw. Listen to these harmonies here. I guess I'm thinking of the bridge later on, but they do this woo-woo part later. This is beautiful. Great song.
You're a big fan of the woo-woo.
Woo-woo, yeah, hey, nah, yeah. Here's like an right here. Now I've missed it again later on. Because later on they do it. Right there. You know, this is the brilliance, not only the Ramones, but of the best pop songs, is that you can take something so simple and so basic, and it sounds so real. So, right there. Listen to that. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful song. And this is on their self-titled debut. This is 28 years old. Jesus.
Back in the golden days of my youth.
Yeah, this is almost 30 years old.
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing is, you know, when you take something real simple and real basic and do it right, it is more than the sum of its parts. It's like, I Want to Hold Your Hand. or something like that. Just great.
Number four, Elvis Costello.
Yeah, baby.
This was a big party song back in L.A.
Elvis Costello is great, man. Probably the best lyricist of the last 30 years in rock.
I had the extended play vinyl of this record.
Oh, man. A Ryko disc is now putting out a bunch of remastered Elvis Costello records. They put out the Imperial Bedroom. They put out this year's model. And they all have a bunch of bonus tracks, and they have these long liner notes. I have the Imperial Bedroom from Ryko Disc, and it's got like 8 pages of notes by Elvis himself on the record. Listen to that.
And that should be of no surprise because his lyrics, of course, so long and extensive.
Oh, yeah. Elvis, this is why nobody covers Elvis Costello songs, really. And this is why he writes that, you know, Elvis Costello, he had this album out a couple years ago called All This Useless Beauty, which is all these songs he wrote for other artists who then never recorded them. And it's because it's hard for anybody else to cover an Elvis Costello song because this song isn't really a good example of that, but his songs are so densely packed with lyrics. I mean, they're wall-to-wall lyrics. You can't even fit a syllable in there with a shoehorn.
Well, it would make sense that his liner notes are so extensive.
And he's whip-smart, too, man. Yeah. Just great. And no one does bile quite like Elvis.
Number three is XTC.
Andy Partridge. What a great song this is.
Tim, is this what you listen to in your Navigator?
This song came out in the days when I had a terrible job filing, and I used to sing this to myself every night.
Raise your hand if anybody else knows this song.
Only me.
No, I know it. This is Dear God, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I had heard it. I could not have told you who it was.
It's a great song, and it follows that kind of British tradition where it's the real bitter sort of intense, scornful lyrics over the syrupy, sweet pop.
It's very Thatcherite.
Yeah.
Now, this is when music was music.
They taught you how to love.
Here comes a child in here somewhere.
There's a little breakdown part here.
Yeah.
There's a little breakdown part, and then the brilliance of the song is it builds to this huge cathartic paroxysm at the end. It builds to this huge release.
Kind of like a miniature headbanger's ball here.
Banging your head lightly. See, that's just that seething right there. And only the British can really ever get that right.
And you're exhausted by this point.
Oh, it's great. Great stuff.
Number two. This child makes this song. He died. But anyway. Go buy it at your record store. Switching gears here. Number two. It's gotta be Sinatra.
She never bothered.
All right.
I realize this is what I picture Tim listening to.
I'm outnumbered on this.
That's why.
But, you know, the reason I pick Frank is you can go anywhere in the world. People who don't speak English can all sing Frank Sinatra songs.
Oh, it's true. No, he is an American icon in the truest sense of the word. Frank Sinatra, in many ways, I think, represents both the best and worst about America. You know, because stylish, sophisticated, the way with the ladies, the money, the voice, the talent, mob connections, beat people, probably knocked around a few women in his life, hopelessly corrupt, worked with Sam Giancana to put JFK in office, by some accounts killed Marilyn Monroe.
She likes the free.
Got a great voice, though.
And you go to, like, Bulgaria, and this will be, you know, Frank Sinatra's song. You'll always find it in a jukebox somewhere.
He's got a voice like black velour. I mean,
she's broke, and it's
okay. That's Bobby who's sitting there, too.
Yeah. No, I it's not like I have anything against Frank. I'm not on the big bandwagon like everybody else. I'm more of a Dean Martin man myself. I think Dean's the coolest.
Dino's got style.
Dean's the coolest member of the Rat Pack, in my opinion. All right.
Number one, unanimous, it's Queen.
Yeah.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
I take it back. This is what I picture Tim listening to.
You bet. I think this is one of the greatest songs of all time. It really is.
One of the all-time.
I could listen to this continuously on a continuous loop 24/7.
You know, and the brilliant thing about this song is brilliant on so many levels. Listen to that. That's all done without digital effects, yep. And it's all just the four guys in the band. There's no backup singing there. There's no backup vocalist. There are no women there. That is all the four members of the band. That's Mercury, Deacon, May, and Quinn. And, Brian May, John Deacon, the other guy, and Freddie Mercury. That's just the four dudes doing all of that.
People underestimate the power of Queen way back when. Before there was MTV or music to see, I mean, this group was just incredible.
And here's one of those moments where you know that Freddie Mercury was touched by the finger of God. How would you ever conceive of this song? How would you ever think to do it? You know what I mean? How would you ever think to do like this weird La Boheme Metallica thing? I love Freddie Mercury. I miss Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury was one of a kind. I mean, Freddie Mercury was... I mean, it didn't even break the mold. There was no mold. He just appeared. Love me some Queen.
Yep. Best song of all time.
All right, more on the way, including another edition of How Chicks Sing with Jolie from the front desk. We will continue with the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Don't go anywhere, you know.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah, touched by the hand of God.
I mean, that guy was unbelievable.
He was beautiful.
No, it was just absolutely... I've even got some of the non-Queen things he did. Like, he did the...
I love Under Pressure that he did with David Bowie.
Under Pressure.
It's so great.
I mean, and you know, people forget this, but man, Queen, as cheesy as it sounds, could really rock. You listen to a song like Tie Your Mother Down.
It rocks.
Man, Tie Your Mother Down is just a scorching song. Even now, or Hammer to Fall, or Stone Cold Crazy, which is probably the hardest they ever were. I mean, it's just great stuff. All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250. In a moment, we have Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Let's grab a couple of these. Dan in Portland, what's up with you? Hey, Dan.
I just wanted to call and commiserate with you about the cruel joke that was played on you.
Yeah, can you see that how little respect I get around here? Nobody shows the love.
That was raw. You know, I was listening the day that Tim got his vehicle and whatnot, and I just was pretty happy for you when they came in with the computer.
I know, and then they cruelly snatched it away because they're a bunch of ravenous weasel bastards.
You know, and then, of course, I was like, well, cool, a chance to win a laptop, but then, I felt more sorry for you than I...
No, Dan, really you didn't. You were thinking, wow, Rick got a laptop. I wish I could have... I've got a shot at winning a laptop. That's great.
Hey, don't go putting nefarious thoughts in Dan's head. Dan's a good person.
I got a decent computer. I built it myself. I spent about $250 and I built it.
Dan doesn't need your meddling, Matt.
Hey, Dan, would you like a shot at winning a new $1,000 laptop?
Of course I would.
This is what I'm saying.
I still feel sorry for Rick. It's pretty messed up.
Yeah, see, the story of my life, Dan. See, Dan's on my side there. Let's get Larry in Beaverton. What's up?
Hey, Rick, it's Christmas time. My computer just died, and I would love a shot at that computer.
Yeah, maybe I can just let you shtup my girlfriend when you're done, too. Maybe just come live in my house, eat the food out of my refrigerator.
I don't have your address.
Ah! Yeah, Lara's quite a dish, let me tell you. She's a great girl.
We're just going to end that line of discussion right now.
So I'll get one more here. Is this Milana? How do you pronounce his name?
Milana.
What do you got?
Listen, for somebody who loves the Ramones as much as I do,
yes,
maybe not as much, but almost as much,
uh-huh,
I would love to win that laptop and then screw the ad guy and give it to you, because I have a laptop,
see,
and I don't need another one.
There's somebody who knows how to treat the host of a fantastic radio.
I'm being sincere. I mean, make my day.
Well, I appreciate it. Let's make a mental note to have her win that
laptop. No, but seriously, I don't know what the contest is, but I am rooting to win, because I would love to hand it right back.
God bless you. Are you married by any chance?
No.
Oh, really? See, that's good, because these calls always end with the great chick being married.
No.
That's what I like to hear. What celebrity would you say you most resemble, Milana? What celebrity would you say you most resemble?
I don't know. I mean, I'm blonde, and I have brown eyes, and I'm slender, and...
Everybody looks like somebody, you know.
Okay, Clyde said I look like one of the blonde secretaries on Hogan's Heroes, but I never watched it.
Clyde? What does Clyde? How does Clyde factor into this?
Because...
Oh, you're all sullied suddenly.
No, I'm not sullied.
Suddenly you're tainted.
He saw me at that place and said, everybody looks like somebody, and I said, well, I don't look like anybody.
Excellent. Well, I'll be rooting for you to win. We'll figure out what the details of it are
in
a while.
Oh, I hope I do.
Excellent. You rule. You call us anytime. That's Milana. Clyde. I claim this woman for the King of Spain. First. All right, let's roll it. It's another edition of How Chicks Think, featuring Jolie from the front desk. What's up with you, sister?
With gifts and things at the front desk. I'm loving it.
Well, okay, so today's question doesn't really come from the audience so much as it comes from all men. We had the story yesterday about a woman who found her husband watching porn or discovered his porn collection and shot him in the arm, presumably so he could no longer pleasure himself.
Good for her.
So she... This is the source of the question. The question basically is, when it comes to porn and women, the question is, what's your deal? What's your hang-up? That's the question.
Okay.
Women and porn, what's your hang-up?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, I think it's, mainly a taboo for women.
Well, don't watch it then.
Hey, man, let me answer.
Okay, sorry.
I think the other thing is that your typical woman... Oh, jeez. Excuse me. I'm ruining things over here. Your typical woman is, I think, pretty insecure. You know, very self-conscious because of, you know, how the media is... giving us this image of the perfect body and
now,
everything.
Other women are giving you that image.
Well, the media puts it out there.
Women. It's not men.
Know, okay, yeah, okay, whatever. And but they're the ones that look at that stuff. And so, you know, the woman thinks she's going to say, you know, you've got this huge stack of whatever, movies, mags, whatever.
Right.
And you're looking at them and she's thinking, well... I'm not good enough for you. I must not... There's something wrong with me because you're not looking at me. You're looking at these magazines and you have to look at this magazine. You want this beautiful woman in this picture or in this movie and I'm just not good enough. And I think that's the main reason.
But men don't get upset when you go to see Brad Pitt in a movie.
No, they don't.
Well, I don't look like Brad Pitt. I'm hideous, but I don't get upset if you go to see George Clooney or something.
Well, you see, men just, they don't have huge, I think, insecurity problems like women do.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, I know you do, but you don't, not like women.
Oh, okay, all right.
You know, but hey.
All right, so, yeah. I mean, clearly the fact, like, if this guy's living or he's married to this woman, clearly he's demonstrating that he is into her because they're married.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, a lot of women are going to make it, you know, think that it's a huge problem. But I think that if, you know, if you try to get her in on it, you know, look at the pictures, watch the movies.
Have her pick out the porn with you.
Right.
There you go. See, we can all agree on
that.
Yeah. All right. Excellent.
I'm okay with that.
Excellent. All right. There you go. So this, yes.
Oh, I forgot. Excuse me. I wanted to ask you one thing, too, because it's really been bothering me. I've been listening to your show. You know, I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
But you were talking about this little kissing booth with Christina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby.
You know, and I just want to know what the fascination is with the... I mean, I guess it goes with the porn thing, too, but what's with the women kissing women thing?
Oh,
see,
come
I
on.
Asked this the other day.
Who doesn't like women kissing women?
Come on.
Let me ask you this. What would you... You're a straight woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you are not... I mean, it's none of my business, but I'm presuming you are 100%
yes.
woman. You're all straight
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What would you... I'm saying if you had to, what would you rather see? Would you rather see two guys kissing or two women kissing? If you had to. If you had to pick.
Oh, yeah. I guess if you put it that way, I'd rather see two women.
Because women are more... Even to you, I'm not saying it's even sexual, but to you,
right.
women are more attractive.
Yeah.
Well, so... Okay, so now if you take, like, me, you know, a mad straight guy who you know, is already attracted to, like, one woman, well, hey, Wayne, more is better. It's American. It's an American thing. More, bigger, better, the future.
Well, you know, I
building,
think,
expanding, two women.
I think Joey, you don't think two guys kissing is at all arousing?
No.
Really?
Wait, I don't.
Yeah, two good, oh, man, yeah, two good-looking
no, guys. No, because I want to be the one there. I want to be the one kissing him.
Hold on, but...
What, two guys kissing?
Hold on, but so you, Sarah, find it a turn on if like two guys would kiss?
I really have no desire to see two women kissing.
But two guys, huh, you find alluring?
Yeah. Yes, I've
okay.
seen.
Note to self, Matt, we're going to bring that up here in a little
while. Oh, why are you guys going to go ahead and do
down.
It?
Yeah. 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 No, yeah, because I'm going to go over. Yeah, I'm going to go pork
They're
Matt.
They're going to start the kissing booth.
No, but that's just bizarre because I think you're the
that
first
would
one.
Lose money.
You're the first one. It's the money losing booth. Ah, fun loser. It's coming up. No, but I think you're the first woman who's ever said that. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've seen, like, attractive males kiss each other. I mean, it might be different with...
What? Where?